This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's by the fan on a Friday. Mac, I got to give you an update for Love Island, man. I forgot we're supposed to do it at 7:49, but it's 7:59, so everything's all right. Let me get to the actual thing here. We'll get there real quick. Okay, I shared it because we got to vote for our guy, Mac.
What am I doing?
We got 59 responses now.
Okay.
Vern's at 29%.
Okay.
Drew's at 19%. Macmore, you're at 53%.
All right, let's go.
Let me tell you what you think about this. This is our producer on Love Island. How about that?
You like that?
Matt,
look at
ready,
God.
Man. Let's enter right now.
Look at God right there, man. Chest hair and everything. Tony Temple in studio with us. Thank you so much for joining us here on this show. We appreciate you being here.
So glad to be here, guys.
How's life,
good morning.
Man?
Life is good. Busy.
Can we get it out of the way real quick? I'm a Blue Springs Wildcat.
Oh, man. Well, we're friends,
okay,
right?
Okay, yeah, I think so.
We got your coach.
So, yeah. You got everybody's coach.
Oh, you just, man.
You got everybody's.
Got your coach.
Love Blue Springs, and that's that rivalry.
Oh,
that
yeah.
was tough.
So, I don't know if you go back that far in glory days. I try to because I don't have the glory that you had. I was a eighth man off the bench that was fat and white, right? Like, I played basketball for 2 years.
Hello, but America.
I'll never forget. I think it was 2004. Would that have been your senior year?
Yep.
Okay, so that I remember the battle was you and Andrew Tuggle. That was the two guys that everybody went to go see, right? Yeah, Allstate, everything was big.
Yeah.
And 10,000 people at Rockhurst.
It was a hell of a day.
I remember walking in there, seeing the blue and white, and seeing the purple and gold. And I remember that was when I was captivated by high school sports.
Thank you for those numbers, because you try not to say those numbers, but it's an unbelievable experience living in that era. And you're right. I don't care if it's a Blue Springs or a Rockhurst game, to see a football field taken over, the top football field taken over, to see neighbors on their porch, it was an unbelievable culture of high school football, and the kids they believed in it, the parents believed in it, the coaches. You talk about the shutdown of your cities in Texas.
Oh, yeah.
That was happening in Kansas City. I hear so many stories now. That's why I don't mind talking about it, because when you're playing those days, you're locked in. But barbershops were shutting down. Youth lead teams were shutting down.
Mm-hmm.
And I have people in the business professional world that say, hey, do you realize what Fridays were when, that era of time? And I'm like,
To give you a peek behind the curtain, it was Rock Week at Blue Springs High School. Like, every day was like a different theme day about how, you wore ripped blue shirts, or Friday was the big assembly. And it was it's Rock Week. We're going to go in there and, Tony Temple, we're not going to let him, destroy us. And I never met you until I think today. And I knew who you were 20 years ago because I knew what that game was. And my dad took me to that game. This is a true story. My dad was like, hey, Friday night, Rockhurst, Blue Springs. We're going to go up to State Line. We're going to watch this game, and you're going to see the impact of high school sports. And he was right. I mean, I remember getting to the stadium, not even know where to park, with my father, walking in, and it was just like, boom. And it was Donahoe, and it was Severino, it was Tuggle, it was Temple, it was Stinson Dean and Darius Hill versus all these guys. I'm going back in the days. But, I mean, it was like I watched that game, and I think I don't know if this is true. Did you return a kick in that game in the regular season? Because I know how the playoffs went, unfortunately.
No. So what happened, the first game we came out, we were on you guys. It was 35-0 first quarter. Mm-hmm. And I actually – I came off a great game. I had like 5 touchdowns, 285 yards, but I didn't even touch the ball in the first quarter. So I was like feeling like, okay, you know, I want to, you know, it's a big game. I want to do something. And I begged my coaches to play special teams. Begged them.
That's right.
Begged them to play. And of course, they did not want me to play. And I had an art of blocking kicks. And so I flew over there on a punt return. I lay out. And I'm literally trying to like pause for the cameras. Like I'm already back there and I land on my shoulder and it comes out and you can hear the whole crowd. I mean, it is quiet. I see my shoulder is completely out. It's hanging out of my shoulder pad. And I'm like, oh my God, this is not good. And sure enough, that was literally the begin. That was the start of like a really hard senior year because I end up obviously taking off, and you know I learned a lot. I mean, it's funny what I do now, but I took off, tried to rehab. I was really disconnected from my senior year, from my team, which you can imagine that freshman year. I waited forever to play with them. They waited forever. And like that was my class. I didn't even get a chance to truly even bond with my 04 freshman class because of my story. And so not being able to play with them, returning, I pulled a hamstring. And so I think in a Dallas game, I only played 4 games that season. I ended up having 1,000 yards and 10 touchdowns. That's what kept me on.
I mean, that's nuts.
That kept me on the recruiting trail. Yeah. But at the same time,
it's 250 yards a game for those in the back. I mean, you know, 250 yards
a
game.
Derrick Henry could run, man. Yeah. I get what you're doing. Yeah.
So, but mentally, I think that was my hardest year because that, you can imagine, your senior year. Conditioning and health, you learn a lot.
Yeah, you really do. And hey, look, you were able to still go to Mizzou and still have a hell of a career there, and you made statements in big-time bowl games and everything like that, so it all worked out for the best. I mean, you know.
It does. And, you know, I think even those hard times show you how to play your position, be a team player, and that Mizzou team is the illustration of that because that's a superstar team. You had to be ready to play and be the best at your position at that time. And honestly, you know, you never knew. So those bowl games for me, I mean, we passed the ball all year.
Yeah.
Great. They prepared for 30 days for pass. That's an easy game for me. So it's hard for me to really take credit and not give my boys all the love.
You guys were like kind of the squad that put Mizzou back on the map too. I mean, that's got to be a cool feeling to kind of look back at that crew and go, damn, we were really effing good around here, you know?
You know what? It is. It's a feeling that you do try to hold on to. But I think what's really cool is I think just the Mizzou alumni and the administration, when they made that switch to the SEC, that would have been a great opportunity to leave the past behind, leave the Big 12 behind. And they've done a great job reaching out. I can't tell you the interaction that I've had with the campus and with the alumni and just with Kansas City. And I just appreciate that love. I think they're doing a great job now. And I love that we're starting to develop another pipeline in Kansas City again because I think that was missing for so long.
It's kind of cool, too, as we talk with Tony Temple, you kind of got high school sports back on the map. Then you kind of got Mizzou sports back on the map here. You're the conduit in all that. You've seen both of those things really take off since you were part of them.
Oh, man. And honestly, just in my position, in my role of other people before and after me, I think that even the people that's after us shows what the past was or even the people before. So, you know, it's been a cool experience to see it all. And I just love that we're still evolving in the sports world. Like you take the world of flag football now. I'm loving that. I love the transition. I love that so many guys that play tackle sports are allowing their daughters or sons to play. And that's cool. You know, let's evolve with the game and the sport.
What are you doing now?
Man, well, I think the biggest thing that I'm doing right now is just trying to take a lot of the experience that we just are discussing today and wrap them up for families. Try to help them, encourage them to have healthy habits and inspire them through fun. I'm a father myself now, and my daughter and I, during the pandemic, we were struggling like a lot of families, and we, you know, had to put our imagination together and be creative, and we created this wellness workbook. And since then, we've just started a mission of just to help families out, because I was struggling. You know, we talked about all this history of just fitness, and you know, that took me on to my professional career too as well. I saw that my meltdown and breakdown as a father with my 9-year-old at the time was bad. And so that mental capacity is really important, I think, for us to work together as a collective. And sometimes we just need tangible tools and other people to share that. So I spend my time doing that. We have a foundation, templemayfoundation.org, which we try to connect our whole entire community, whether you're a volunteer, whether you're a corporate wellness sponsor. I don't care what you are. How do you get invested to make our whole entire city equitable, you know? And that's really it, you know? Meet with cool guys like you guys and talk to you and just kind of share the culture of our city and how beautiful and amazing it really is.
To go back to the start of this interview, when you talk about your senior year and the shoulder injury, do you think that was kind of foreshadowing to what now has evolved into what you're doing? Like, do you go back to those times and think, I was down bad then, and I'm going to make sure that other people don't get through this mentally?
I love that question, because you're right. I thought I was prepared. I really did. And I had no idea. And granted, no disrespect to the Rockhurst program, but at a young youth, a lot of us went in to just your typical lifts, your bench press, your squat. The speed and agility and quickness, the sports performance side of it was kind of like a bonus, you know, if you can afford it, maybe.
Right.
So, you know, really adopting that to my lifestyle. And be honest with you, going into Mizzou, I was kind of paralyzed. That summer, I should have returned back to campus. They should have sent me right back home, because I had no idea that you had to run 110s in 110 degree weather. I had no idea that you're going to be with your strength coaches like 80, 90% of the time. And so for them to tell me what to do, when I just, you know, my career had 80 touchdowns, 8,000 yards. Like, that's really hard to tell me, well, I didn't do this in high school. Why do I need to do this in college?
Yeah.
But that is a direct indication of your mental. They're reporting back to your coaches who are going to be with you all year. And I think a lot of our players get sent back because of that discipline is not instilled with them. And we haven't even talked about the injury prevention side of it. So you're right. I come back very passionate to tell people, like, I should have been one of those guys my freshman year sent back home because of, no, I don't want to run and lift weights.
Yeah, it's crazy, though, because you were better than everybody else, and you didn't have to do that. And we talk about that all the time with guys coming up to the big league level, right? Or just into the NFL. You're better than everybody else. You really didn't have to work all that hard. And then you get to the level where everybody's the same or better than you, and you're like, whoa, that's a big weight. What was that wake-up call like for you?
You know what? It is a I would say it's a rude awakening, but at the same time, it's such a, it boils your competitiveness, right? Because you are representing your city and your state. And what I mean by that is what you're alluding to. There's so many people in Florida, St. Louis, you name it, that are the best of the best. And when they come there, they know they have a sense of pride of who they are and what they come from. And so when you're in that environment, there's a sense of competition. Uh-huh. And if you're not doing the little things on and off the field that are going to separate you, you will get passed up, because the talent pool is just one. It's so close. And so when we talk about the sports performance, that is the mental conditioning side. That's the mental side of it too. When we talk about the word GOATs, you're always talking about the mental, what they're doing outside of the court, you know, the things that they're eating, which I think that's your mental capacity too. How you're taking care of your body, knowing your body, what's hurting and what is out of alignment. If you're not doing that care at that level, you can't survive. It's just no way. To be honest with you, I don't think you can do it in high school and college because we put our kids through so much at a young age. Their body's breaking down way quicker. So if we're not giving them the tools to even rest or know about, you know, off days and how to restore. And we just think that competition, pump, we're going to burn our kids out mentally and physically.
And I see it too, having kids in high school now and seeing some of their friends, right? Like already having injuries. You haven't even started high school sports yet. You're already dealing with injuries and you're playing volleyball 17 days a week and softball and all this stuff. I mean, we are as parents and it is the parents' fault in all of this. We're going to burn our kids out. I have a friend, my friend, Diane Houston, you know, Diane, right? Yes. She could have played golf at any college. She could have been on the LPGA tour. Got burnt out by the time she was 18. She was that good a golfer, but played that much. Like, I'm done with it. You don't want those stories. You don't want people to have that, you know?
You don't want them. And you're right. Parents have to take accountability. They have to have that self-reflection and to truly let their kids be what they want to be. I think sometimes we project so much into our kids and we just don't know it. And the pressures that they truly have to perform or to just do it is just not fair. And so I think it's brave when kids don't want to play. I think it's brave when kids want to try and explore different things. And so I think we need to normalize that and then and let kids just be kids, truly.
So we wrap this up. What do you got going on? What do you got coming up or, you know, some events you got going around the city?
Yeah, just in totality, we try our best to bring wellness programming throughout the community. And in our efforts, we celebrate that at the Kansas City Zoo. We're going to do that this year, Tuesday, July 15th. At 9 o'clock to 11 o'clock, and this is a day where we have over 3,000 guests from Operation Breakthrough. It's an inclusive event for Special Olympics. Missouri and Kansas will be involved, and our Upper Room KC Kids provides over 1,200 kids. This will be an event where we have plenty of wellness providers that are going to provide fun, inclusive activities. And then we're going to use that day to just really celebrate those kids and all of our community sponsors and donors that are just great. So that's what we have going on. And we'd love for people just to come out. And if you see some of our kids, give them a high five and yeah,
true. Tell Jerry to stop calling.
Yeah, I think Jerry hits me. He hears me right now.
Yeah, he does.
Wants to get the shout out. So, hello, Godfather.
Yeah.
Hello, America.
Doing well. Yep, they've been a part of the event. They're doing great things. And these are the type of people that we always want to invite to what we're doing.
Yeah, it's awesome. So, where can people go on the web to find that?
TempleMayFitness.com or TempleMayFoundation.org. Please check it out. See what we're doing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring, Indeed, is all you need.
And volunteer, ask questions. We're always there to help.
As Jerry would always say,
hello, America.
Not that's only right. that, and then
60 seconds on Jerry Anselmo. Go.
I do want to give you this. This is from the text line. It says, shout out to Tony Temple. I graduated with Liddell Betts. Never thought I'd ever see a better high school running back until I saw
Liddell Tony. Liddell was
play.
Good, and then Tony came along. Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God!
Full scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam. Baby, this is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Yeah! Baseball is something else.
Yes.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.